Hello, and welcome to the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I'm Carl from selfsufficienthub.com, and I'm here to talk about all things self-sufficiency, all things homesteading, and about how we can reduce the gap between our consumption and our production. Sustainability and food security matters. Hello everyone, and this is our bonus Southern Hemisphere episode, episode 456 of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast, and it is a revisit of our 6 months ago 4B4 from December for our listeners in the Southern Hemisphere. So if you're not familiar with what we're doing here, basically every month I release a 4B4, which is four things to do before the end of that month. And for you guys in the Southern Hemisphere, you're 6 months out of sync with me. So here is our episode from 6 months ago when we were in midwinter for you guys down under. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you next week. Cheers. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 280 of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I hope you're all safe and well. It is mid-December, and certainly in the Self-Sufficient Hub household, we are all very much looking forward to Christmas now. We have our tree and decorations up, obviously, and we've started crafting homemade gifts and wrapping presents and all those kinds of things. We do that quite early here. But definitely that's what we have our sights set on now. And I love Christmas. It's a fantastic time of year. It's a great time of year to recharge your batteries. It's a great time of year to take stock and look back on the previous year. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, is December's jobs and, you know, what we can do at this time of year. And we're going to do the four things to do before the end of December with a view to Christmas dinner and Christmas and taking this time to recharge our batteries and all those kinds of things. Before we get into that, we've got a little bit of housekeeping to do. The first thing to say is we will be doing a draw again at the end of this episode. One of our patrons is going to be winning a copy of Edible Mushrooms of Britain and Europe by Peter Jordan from my bookshelf. So these are used books, but they're in good condition, but they are, you know, just books that are surplus to requirements now here as we're looking to downsize. And this Patreon giveaway will carry on indefinitely every Friday. So there'll be the draw at the end of this episode. Also, I wanted to, you know, touch on just one other thing, which is the avian influenza outbreak here in the UK. Now, we are seeing the highest number of cases of this highly pathogenic version of avian influenza, otherwise known as bird flu, than we've ever seen. It's a really, really bad year for it, and it seems like it's getting worse year on year. Last year was worse than the year before. This year is worse than last year. We're seeing a record number of cases this early. Over or around 500,000 birds have been culled already in the commercial industry, in the commercial egg laying and meat production industry. They've had to cull over 500,000 birds. And as a result, we are in chicken lockdown. We've been in chicken lockdown since Monday. And that basically means if you're in the UK, it is a legal responsibility for you to have your birds inside. And inside doesn't necessarily need to mean completely inside, but they have to be kept away from wild birds. So that could just be with netting, but you need some kind of physical barrier between the wild birds in your garden and your back garden poultry. That includes ducks and geese and turkeys, whatever poultry you may have. It is a legal requirement now here in the UK to have them kept separate from wild birds. I think it's the UK. It may just be England or Great Britain. I'm not sure how the boundary breaks down there. So it might be worth checking the legal requirements in your area if you live in Northern Ireland, for example. But certainly in England, and I think across UK, it is now a legal requirement for you to keep your poultry separate from outside birds. And it's also a requirement for you to take extra biosecurity measures, whether that is putting some disinfectant, a little bowl of disinfectant outside your run so that you can dip your feet in when you go in and out, and doing all you can to keep your bird food and everything else away from wild birds. So please do consider doing that. We need to do our little bit to reduce the spread. I think I'm going to do an episode on avian influenza on a more global scale over the next few weeks and sort of break down where we are, where it comes from, why we seem to be hit harder every year, etc., etc. I think that's something that's worth doing a deep dive into. But for now, it's just a quick reminder that if you're in my part of the world, you're under avian influenza bird flu restrictions, and probably across other places in Europe as well. I know that lots of Europe has been hit hard, and whether or not we will see the results of these cullings in the commercial flocks on the supermarket shelves, it's too early to say at the moment. At the moment, the number of cullings so far won't have a significant effect on, you know, the output of the overall national output of eggs and meat. But you never know where we're going to go and how much worse it's going to get. So that's where we are with that. Right, into today's 4x4. And we're going to start with something very, very festive. And we're going to talk about our Christmas dinner. So four things to do before the end of December. Number one, make yourself something extra self-sufficient on your Christmas dinner. Now, I'm going to do another episode next Friday on a self-sufficient Christmas dinner. I'm going to talk about how you can do the whole thing according to the rules of my September self-sufficiency challenge. And I made a couple of roast dinners there. So we're going to talk about a self-sufficient roast dinner, how you can make everything from the stuffing to the gravy and everything else on the plate self-sufficiently. But this Christmas, my 4x4 goal for you, number one, is to have something on your plate extra self-sufficient. Now, whether that is going the extra mile and making the gravy from scratch, if you'd normally use gravy granules, whether it's making your own stuffing from scratch, if you'd normally buy stuffing in packets, which we normally do, or whether it's just going the extra mile and trying to produce an extra piece of veg that perhaps you were going to buy in, and thinking of how you can maybe use some of that chard you've got in your garden on your Christmas dinner instead of just all shop-bought vegetables. Whatever it might be, try and do one thing self-sufficiently on your Christmas dinner extra than you were going to do before. Now, like I say, that could be just a case of maybe you keep the water that you were boiling your vegetables in and you keep that as vegetable stock water to make your gravy with. Whatever it is, just go one extra step than you were going to do before. And it's not too late to think about all of these kinds of things. And if you're stuck for ideas, like I say, next Friday's episode should give you plenty. Next up, number two, and this is a nice winter job as well. And that is to, it's something you can do in your kitchen, and it is to sharpen something. Sharpen a tool or a piece of equipment or something that you would maybe have forgotten about and packed away for the year. Excuse me. I've got a really sore throat and I've had it for a few weeks now. It doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I wonder if it's a hangover from my COVID. I don't think it is, but it does seem to make me cough on every podcast I'm doing at the moment. So I do apologise for that. But yeah, so sharpen something. Now, this could be your pocket knife that you might carry around with you. It could be some of your garden tools, whether that's your hoe or your spade. You'll be amazed, actually, by the difference having a sharp spade in your garden makes when it comes to digging next year. And sharpening the edges on all these things can really give you a sense of accomplishment and achievement at this time of year when perhaps you're not doing that much else, you know? So when we're turning our mind away from the garden a little bit around Christmas, you can bring a few of those tools inside. You can sit down in front of the fire or whatever you've got going on inside your house. Find something nice and cozy and comfortable and sharpen something. Like I say, we've all got things that need sharpening. We could be sharpening our kitchen knives. We could be sharpening our garden tools. But this is a great time of year to do it, because especially with the garden tools, we're probably not going to be using those things for a little while now. So it's a great time to bring them inside and do them at your leisure. Next up, and this is a really, really important one for all of us. Number three, Recharge your batteries. Take some time. Spend some time sat down with your family, just watching Netflix or TV or whatever it is that you do when you're chilling out. Whether it's sitting in front of your iPad with YouTube on, that tends to be my wife's favorite thing. Whether it's having an extra long bath a couple of times, whatever it might be, take some time for you and just doing nothing. And we don't all find that easy, but I'm sure there's something you can do that you enjoy doing that is a way of you just switching off and taking a little bit of time for you or you and your family. And that's really, really important all year round. But at this time of year, we need to really think about self-care a little bit because we've probably gone hard all year doing all of these things, rushing around, and we might not have taken as much time for ourselves as sometimes we ought to. And December, when the days are at their shortest, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, when we've got the holiday season, almost everyone will be getting some time off work over the holiday period. So, take some of that time and bank it just for you. I think that's really, really important. Next up, number four on our four things to do before December is to craft something. Now, this could be Christmas gifts. I've done an episode giving you loads of ideas on Christmas gifts that you can make yourself at home. It could be, though, as simple as a Christmas wreath for your own front door. You really are spoilt for choice. There's loads and loads of things that you can be crafting at home. And for me, this is the perfect adjunct to number three, really, because while it is really important that we take the time to recharge our batteries and revitalize ourselves, it's also sometimes quite difficult to think of things when we want to be practical, when we want to be productive. It's sometimes difficult to think of things that we can do to positively do a bit of homesteading and make things around this time of year. But doing Christmas crafting is a great way of doing that. And perhaps you can combine numbers three and four. If that's how you chill out, you can do that with your family, involve your children, your nieces, your nephews, your grandkids, and do some Christmas crafting together. And I think it really does sum up everything about homesteading at this time of year, I think. Whether it's crafting things to decorate your own house with or crafting things to give away as gifts, it's just a lovely activity to do with your family. So that is the four things to do before the end of December. Sharpen something and craft something. Those are your two big activities. And then thinking forward to your Christmas dinner, try and be that little bit extra self-sufficiently. I'm not sure what words. I've tied myself in a bit of a knot here, but try to be a little bit more self-sufficient with your Christmas dinner, however that looks to you. And then take some time for yourself and whatever that looks like, make sure you do it. Right, just a slightly shorter episode than usual today because I am following my own advice on number three. Well, I'm not following my own advice at the moment at work because I'm actually working basically two full days in a day. I've got two jobs that both require my attention, and one I'm doing as a bit of a favour. So I'm working a full job and I'm finishing work around 3:30 in the afternoon, starting at 8, and then I'm moving from that one straight to another one and doing another full day and working till around 9 o'clock at night. And that's going to carry on all through next week, so it's a bit difficult for me to find all the time I need, so I'm having to cut some corners elsewhere, and that hence the slightly shorter episode today. But I do still have my giveaway to do, so I'm going to do the draw now and reach into the hat. And it's a virtual hat. I've got a random number generator and all of the patrons with a number next to them, and it is Vicky Parnaby. Vicky Parnaby, who has been a podcast guest, who is one of the admins on the Facebook group and a huge supporter of everything I do at the show, you have won the Field Guide to Edible Mushrooms of Britain and Europe. And when you are at your allotment or out with your goats, you may be surprised what you can find around and about. You know the drill by now, I'm sure, but if not, please just send me an email, Vicky. You know how to do that with your address, and I will get this in the post to you. We will be doing another giveaway next week, and I will be back on Monday with the next stage in our DIY series. Not sure what we're going to be looking at yet, but come and join me. and I will speak to you then. We've also got an interview with Alan from the Urban Homesteading UK podcast on Wednesday, and that's just a more of a catch-up with Alan, really, and a bit of a chat about what we're doing, as well as some huge news about his co-host at the Urban Homesteading UK podcast. If you haven't been following their podcast, we've got some huge news. If you have, then you'll already know what it is. But yeah, join us next week and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye. This episode of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast was brought to you by our patrons. You guys are awesome. If you'd like to support the show, there's lots of ways you can do it. The easiest of which is just to like and review it wherever you get our podcasts. You can also tell somebody about it, whether that's on social media or just face to face with a friend who you think might benefit from it. But however you support our podcast, we really, really appreciate it. If you'd like to become a patron, please consider doing so by going to patreon.com/self-sufficient hub. However you support the podcast, it's listeners like you that make all of this possible. Thank you ever so much for listening, and I'll speak to you really soon.